भगवत स्वरूपम आनंद मात्रम अभिकल्प विद्यम अर्च पश्यामि विश्वसिदे एकम विश्वमात्मन रूपेण ध्यानामस्तु उपासितोऽस्मि। तो द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड है द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ is the ultimate goal, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, matta parapara nannat asti kinchi dhananjaya. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, there is nothing more superior than me. So, this statement of Bhagavad Gita is also confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam by this verse. Ananda Mastram. Transcendental body of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is simply ananda, blissful. So we should note it that this body, our material body, is nirananda, is without ananda. We are trying to adjust to have ananda, pleasure, by the limited resources of our senses. But actually, there is no ananda, bliss. It is all misery. This miserable body is condemned in every, I would say, practically, chapter and every sloka, every verse. Therefore, Rishabdev says, Nunam pramatta kruti vikarma jat indriya prikaya aprinoti. Generally, people, they are mad because more or less, not more or less, practically every one of us, we are mad. Why mad? Pramatta, this very word is used. Pramatta, pramatta means mad. Nunam pramatta kruti vikarma. This material nature's programming is such that the conditioned soul who are here, they should live in such a regulated life that ultimately they can go back to home, back to Godhead. Because we are sons of the Supreme Lord, we have come here to enjoy material. Pramatta sarthe. And we do not know what is our self-interest. We are thinking that I am this body. And therefore, a little sense gratification, because the body means there are different senses, and if we can gratify the senses, we think that we are happy. This is madness. Rishabdev says, Nunam pramattat kruti vikarma jat indriya prikaya aprinoti. The only business is sense gratification. He says, na sadhu manne. This is not very good. Sadhu means good. Just to distinguish between the body of the Supreme Lord Krishna and our body. Here, the body of Krishna is said ananda matram. Ananda matram, simply full of reservoir of all pleasures. So, because we are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, we have also ananda matram, simply blissful body we have got. That is called spiritual birth. But because we have become mad, we have identified that this material body as I am. Therefore, And material body means sense gratification. There is no other alternative. To enjoy this material body means to gratify the senses. So, this sense gratification means, as it is said by Rishabhde, Nasadhu Manne, I do not think it is very good. Why? Yata asannati klesadayasa deha. If you act irresponsibly, without understanding yourself, that you are not this material body, but you are spiritual body, then the result will be continuation of this material body, one after another. Parabhavastavadavodhajata. Therefore, we are all avodhajata, born ignorant. Because from the very beginning of our life we know that I am this body. There is no education in the material world that we are not this body, we are soul. Although there are books of knowledge, just like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, but nobody is interested. Therefore they are all mad. They are after the will of the wish, enters Magoria. Wrong conception of life. Therefore, all their activities are to be considered as defeat. Parabhavastavat, abodhajat. They are born ignorant and they will continue to be ignorant and they will be defeated by all their activities. Parabhavastavat, javanna jigyasato atmatatyam. So long he is not awakened to inquire what I am. Simply under madness, he is going after this bodily sense enjoyment, but he does not know that he is not this body. Therefore, all his activities under this wrong conception of life are to be considered as defeat of his human mission of life. Just like the Supreme Lord is ananda matram, simply ananda, bliss, transcendental bliss. Therefore there is another verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, ramante yogina anante. Yogina, those who are actually yogi. Yogi means who are trying to re-establish their link with the Absolute Truth. They are called yogi. There are different types of yogi. But the real purpose of yoga means, the ordinary yoga means to find out the super soul within yourself, because super soul is there. Ramante yogina anante. So, those who are actually yogis, they are not interested in this bodily sense activities. They want unlimited blissfulness. Ramante yogina anante satyananda. Satyananda means that is real happiness, which is never to be broken. That is it. Here, whatever we consider happiness, actually there is no happiness. But whatever we think that this is happiness, that will also break. It will not continue. That will also break. So those who are actually yogi, they also enjoy. But how they enjoy? Satyananda, real happiness, ramante yogina ananta, and that is unlimited. There is no end. Ramante yogina anante satyanandi siddhatmani. Siddhatmani means and full knowledge and eternity. Chit means knowledge. Here we do not know what sort of enjoyment we are doing. Siddhatmani. Iti rama padayanatu parabrahma iti avidhiyate. This is the meaning of the word rama. He chants daily, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Now this word Rama is explained in this way. Rama means to enjoy life in the supreme, transcendental, supreme personality of God. That means, dovetail your activities with Krishna consciousness and you will be able to enjoy life eternally, blissfully. This is the purpose of Krishna consciousness. So, and in this verse we say, you see, that Brahmaji says, Pashyami Vishwasthitim Eka Vishwatman. Now you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are the central point of all manifestation. Vishwatman. Bhuta Indriya Atma Tastum Upasriyatmi. Bhuta Indriya. Now everything creation. Yes, we see Bhuta. There are so many multi-living entities. And they are enjoying what? Enjoying means with this India, this senses. So, bhutendriya atmaka. So these senses, this body, the spirit of enjoyment, and the part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, these are the manifestation. So therefore, upasrayasmi, Brahma says that I surrender unto me, unto you. Tadva yang bhuvana mangala mangalaya dhyanishmara darishitata upasaka. This is the form which is sought after in meditation by persons who are engaged in yoga principle. Tadva yang bhuvana mangala mangalaya dhyane means in meditation. Dhyanis ma na darsita. We have seen this. This form. That means the perfection of meditation is, if one is serious about meditation, and if he follows the rules and regulations as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, and the sitting posture, and the place, and the procedure, and the modes of eating, modes of living, there are so many things. If somebody follows those regulations and meditates according to that, then ultimately he will see the Supreme Personality of Godhead within himself. Therefore, Brahma says, then Dhyane, while I was in meditation, I saw this form. Indeed, this one, how one does see the supreme form of Krishna, simply by the method of service. Otherwise, there is no purpose. If you be engaged in service attitude, then God will reveal himself unto you. You cannot see God. Feeling effort, you cannot see God. This is not possible. Just like in the midnight, darkness, it is not possible to see the sun. You can see sun when sun itself reveals to you. Sun has got a time, say 4:30 or 5 in the morning, at once reveals. And as soon as the sun reveals itself, you see yourself, you see the sun, and you see the world. And so long you do not see the sun, you are in darkness, the world is in darkness, and you cannot see. Similarly, without seeing the sun or the Supreme Personality of God, you cannot have actually the perfect knowledge of this manifestation of this world. The Vedanta Sutra, the Upanishad, confirms it, tasmin vijnate sarvamevam vijnatam bhavanti. One who has understood the absolute truth, for him there is nothing unknowable. everything becomes revealed.
Automatically.
He hasn't got to exert this one, separately to understand or to study different departments of knowledge, but if he, by the process, if he is able to see, just like Brahma has seen, then he knows everything. Dhyane sanadarishita upasatanam tasmai namo bhagavati anubhir matubham. The same personality Godhead whom I saw in my meditation, now I see face to face, I offer my respectful obeisances. Then he quotes another verse from Bhagavad Gita, which is narrated as Abhujanam timana mudha manasim kunumasa. Those who are less intelligent, mudha. Mudha means, mudha is generally called the ass, mudha. So you can translate it, a less intelligent class of men. Abhujanam timana, Krishna was present. When Krishna was present 5,000 years before, not that everyone could see him, because they had no such eye. Suppose if President Johnson comes before us immediately, but if you have no acquaintance, if you have no information of the future of President Johnson something, even if he is present, we cannot see. We'll think, oh, he may be an ordinary gentleman. As others come, he has also come. Similarly, unless we know about Krishna by the symptoms, there are two mistakes. To understand God as common man or to accept the common man as God, both things are mistakes. So one has to understand. That understanding is there in the Bhagavad Gita. God Himself, Krishna Himself, is describing about Himself. So there is no difficulty. But, unfortunately, we have developed such material consciousness that even God describes Himself, even if we see God face to face, because we have no Krishna consciousness, therefore we cannot see. Therefore we cannot see. So avajananti manva, those who cannot see, they are described here as mudha. Mudha means foolish or less intelligent. So avajananti manva mudha manasim tunvasitam. The Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, because I am here amongst the human being as a man, therefore those who are less intelligent, they are deriding at me. Vajananti māga mūla māgasintam māsitam param bhāvam vajānanta. Why the desire? Because they do not know what is my background. Param bhāvam. Param bhāvam vajānanta sarva-bhūta-mahe-saram. They do not know that I am the Supreme Lord and situated in everyone's heart. Because they do not know, therefore they will deride at me. Tanahang disatakuran samsari su naradhavan, chipami adasra asuham asudesu jonishu. So, if anyone derides at the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then that means we must have impetus to know. But one who has no such impetus is called Dima or Asura. The Asura, one who does not want to understand the position of God, for them, Krishna says that Tanaham Dishata Kula. Dishata means there is a class who are always envious of God. As soon as you speak something about God, they become fired. Oh, what is this God nonsense? So they are Vishata. Vishata means envious. They cannot even tolerate the name of God. Don't talk of God. So it is not now individually infection. It is now worldwide. Therefore, the result is that the Communist Party is developing all over the world due to this godlessness. And we have got experience, personal experience, in our selling our books, the Srimad Bhagavatam. I have seen many gentlemen as teachers and educationists. As soon as he sees Srimad Bhagavat, oh, it is about God. Oh, he cannot practice. We cannot practice. Because it is God, therefore we have no connection. We cannot practice. Such is the mentality. So that by that such mentality, godless mentality, atheistic mentality, the people of the world, they are not happy. But still, they are fools. Because they are fools, they will not take to God consciousness or Krishna consciousness. But it is our duty to canvass, to request Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's one disciple, Prabhudananda Saraswati. He took up a nice principle. Danti nidhaya trinakam padayu nipatya tapishatam kritvacha hang brabim. His principle was that he would go to a gentleman taking a straw in the mouth. According to Indian system, if you take a straw in your mouth and if you go to see somebody, he'll understand he's coming to me with most humble manner. There he will receive. Well, he's current that so. So, there he'll at least say, oh, what do you want to say? The Danti Nidhaya, this is the sign. If you want to go to some big man and if you take one straw in your mouth, he'll accept, he will receive you. That is the system. The Danti Nidhaya Tinakam, so, Pradhananda Saraswati, he says that I have taken this straw in my mouth, Danti Nidhaya Tinakam, Padayu Nipatta, and I am falling down at your feet. Padayu Nipatya, Kapu Satam Kritva Chahangu, and I am flattering you in hundreds and thousands ways. Why? Why you are so humble? What is the intention? Tāpu satam kṛtvāca haṁ brahmīni. I want to say something, please hear. All I say, what is that? You are very learned man, and you are very honest man. Hīśādhava sakalam eva vihāya duyāt. For the time being, so long I shall speak, whatever you have learned, please set aside. Please set aside sakalam eva vihāya duyāt chaitanya chanda charane kṛtāna dāgam. Kindly hear for some time about the topics which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has presented before you. We are servant of Lord Chaitanya. In the disciple succession, you are trying to present Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's topic is Jare Dasa Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesh. Whoever you meet, please try to convince him about Krishna consciousness. So, in order to preach Krishna consciousness, that Prabhudananda Saraswati, he says that I have taken straw in my mouth and I am falling down to your feet and I am flattering you in so many ways. Kindly, for the time being, you forget whatever you have learned. Please try to hear about the Krishna consciousness. This will be the preaching method. Because you cannot enforce the atheistic party, the godless civilization is so strong, that you are not weak, you are protected by the Supreme. But our mission is not to fight, but our mission is to convince. So this is the method to be accepted by devotees, those who are in Krishna consciousness, to preach the philosophy in the world. Thank you very much.